This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, the old car guy himself, Don Jones, will be on board with us momentarily. And Don has brought with him today a very special guest who's going to be talking to us about automotive history and a little bit about his background and Dodge products and lots of cool things. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, Ken Zvokal, who's the gentleman behind a new website called Wheeled Planet, is going to be joining us, and we're going to be talking about new products. Ken is always on the cutting edge of new automotive aftermarket products. I mean, some of this stuff is really cool. Some of it is a little zany, but we always have fun anytime we are joined by Ken Zvokal, and we will on most of these Auto World stations coming up in the second hour. Also in the second hour, the marketing manager for a company called ARE will be joining us. So who is ARE? To be honest with you, I honestly don't know a whole lot about ARE, so both you and I are going to find out together. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us all across North America. It's toll-free, so feel free at our regular number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email. Bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's do that one. Bob@autoworldradio.com. Speaking of autoworldradio.com, I have a new updated website. So when you get a chance, check it out. A lot of new content there. We've kind of integrated a lot of my automotive test drive reviews in there, and we're expanding into the social media, something that I have neglected, to be honest. I've had a Facebook page for Auto World, but now we have an Instagram account, we have a Twitter account, and I have a gentleman who is handling this stuff for me. So we're going to be doing lots of cool things with that in the not-too-distant future. Also, in the not-too-distant future, perhaps in this hour of the broadcast, We'll throw out a trivia question and give you a cool prize, free prize. 100% free, 100% cool from the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, Warren Tracy, who I spoke with last week, and Warren is headed to Las Vegas for a convention, but we'll have Warren on the program with us in the not-too-distant future. Right now, we go to St. Louis, Missouri, and welcome one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. He is the CEO of the OldCarGuys.com. Mr. Don Jones. Don, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Oh, real great. Weather's great here in St. Louis, and having the time of my life.
Excellent. And how are things going at the oldcarguys.com? I was talking to some of the folks from J.C. Whitney a little bit earlier today, and they had their annual car show in LaSalle, Illinois. It's a once-a-year event, and this is definitely the time of the year that the car shows are happening. And I know, within the next month or so, that you yourself are going to hit the road.
Yes, we're trying to close the deal over at this bar that I've been running for the last 8 months. It seems it gets backed up more and more. And it was scheduled to be done by the 13th, and now they're talking like it'll be on the 26th. So I definitely need to get out to Carlisle, Pennsylvania for the events out there. Then it's just things are backing up. I want to get out to Montana and chase down some cars out there. And there's a fellow in Pennsylvania who wants to introduce me to a fellow that's got an old AMC dealership with a bunch of AMCs sitting in garages. I'm just really want to get out and start exploring again. I'm going crazy when it comes to not being able to get on the road.
It only makes sense, absolutely, and I encourage if anybody out there listening right now is in the market for a classic car, or if you're in search or in need of a certain part, Don has connections all over North America, all over the world, and he's connected with a lot of salvage yards and lots of important folks. So if you are one of those folks who are pondering the purchase of a classic vehicle, or if you want to sell a classic vehicle, or if you want something unusual, a fire engine or a military vehicle, Don handles all those things on a daily basis. And as I've said umpteen times in the very long history of this show, it began in 1992, actually been in this exact time slot since 1995, in this exact hour that we're broadcasting in right now. That's when it got locked down in 1995, in this hour. And I don't know of any other guest that I've ever had on that will give out their telephone number. So, Don, why don't you give out your telephone number so that folks can call and talk to you directly?
Sure. It's area code 314-306-7507. And please don't call before 7 o'clock in the morning Central Time. I like to wake up early.
I understand completely. I understand today you've arranged for a very special gentleman to join us here on Auto World. You want to tell us a little bit about this gentleman?
Right. Yeah, he's a fellow that I met about a year or so ago, and over the last year we had conversations with him, and I finally talked him into maybe doing a project with me on some automotive history and possibly people in events, but also maybe on the history of Dodge and the Mopars. But I'll let him tell you kind of the ideas he's come up with.
Well, that sounds great. Hi, this is Kevin Hall, who is a friend of Don, and he's been an automotive professional for quite some time. I understand, Kevin, you have more than 20 years of experience in the automotive business.
That's correct. That's correct.
correct. I've been at this for 20 years. I've worked at dealerships in the Midwest, South, East Coast. I've seen about every airport there is throughout.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you, and we're going to have great fun in this hour because Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, was going to be with us, and We've got lots of things to talk about anytime Tom is with us. We talk about some of the new vehicles that have visited the Consumer Guide garage out in suburban Chicago. Also talk a little bit about what has visited my garage down here in Florida. And also Tom is a great writer and does a lot of humorous pieces, including five more cars I never see on the road anymore. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to go back into the early 80s when diesels were slow. Unlike the vehicle that I've been driving this past week, I won't say it's a rocket ship by any stretch of the imagination, but I've been behind the wheel of the GMC Canyon pickup truck, and it's equipped with a six-cylinder diesel engine. And if you haven't driven one of these modern-day diesels, if you're the type of person that puts a lot of miles on your vehicle, you have a big commute or go on extensive trips, I cannot believe the mileage that this vehicle has returned. I drove it a lot more than I anticipated, and the needle barely moved off full the entire week that I've had it. Just remarkable fuel economy. And anytime Tom is with us, you can chime in via the telephone, 855-660-4261, via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Check out that new website, autoworldradio.com, and bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and bring forth one of our favorite guys, one of our great contributors, the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Lots of cool stuff going on in the Daily Drive, which is, of course, the blog that folks can check out, and I encourage them to do so at consumerguide.com. Let's begin by talking about some of the newer vehicles that you've driven in recent times, including a new Mazda Ricotta. Your road warrior had the opportunity to check this vehicle out, and I've been a big fan of Mazda products, especially in the last decade or so. But the one thing that I'm not so wild about in this picture here of the 2016 Mazda CX-9 is the grille treatment. It's a little funkified.
Yeah, it's funny. The grille not only is challenging to the eye, but it also produces the illusion of a gigantic overhang. I'm surprised how far out the grille seems to go in front of the vehicle.
And this is a mid-size three-row sport utility vehicle. Prices start at $32,420 in front-wheel drive form, $34,220 in all-wheel drive form. This surprises me because Daryl Jenkins, I believe, is still the chief of design for Mazda, and usually has a really good eye and great execution. I don't understand what they're doing. I mean, the interior pictures that you guys have got up here, the beautiful interior execution, but that grill has a nose only a mom could love.
Yeah, it certainly proved controversial, and a lot of people have mentioned that. And I'm reminded of a conversation I once had with with some of the marketing folks over at Lexus about the new spindle-style grill that are on a lot of Lexus products. And I suggested to them that the grill was at the very least controversial. And they said they were extremely happy about that, that in the past, no one talked about Lexus products, and now everyone's talking about their grills. And they thought that this was huge. And they didn't care that much whether people loved them or hate them, only that the conversation was happening.
Interesting. Well, maybe Mazda's trying to stir it up a little bit as well.
Yeah.
I mean, they certainly have some very tastefully designed vehicles. The Mazda 6 is a really good-looking family sedan. Of course, the MX-5 Miata is a great looking little sports car. So we'll see how it does in the marketplace. Here's another vehicle with an interesting front grill treatment that you guys, or front face, that's what the designers like to call it. Has a little of the Porsche Cayenne in it, you know, in the upper part of the 2017 Kia Sportage. If you look at the headlight treatment, that's a little bit Cayenne-like, and then things go a little bit south. Again, Peter Schreier, the designer and president of Kia, has turned out some absolutely beautiful-looking vehicles of late, but this one, again, doesn't really do it for me. What about your thoughts, Tom, on the exterior execution on this Sportage?
If I was going to come up with a criticism of the exterior, I think it's that the front and the rear don't seem to match especially well. You have a very severe cut angle to the D-pillar, and you have a very smooth front end, and I think that combined, maybe there's some awkwardness there. But that said, this is a particularly sporty small crossover. We drove the version in SX trim, which has the 2-liter turbocharged engine, which is a surprising amount of engine for a compact crossover, and it's actually a lot of fun to drive.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at the picture that you've got up at the Consumer Guide blog, the Daily Drive. The rear treatment on the vehicle is beautiful, and there are elements of the front that are great. I just don't happen to like what's going on underneath the headlights here. Those four, I don't know if they're driving lights or just, I can't quite tell from the picture here, but you're right. There's a little bit of a mismatch going on, but you guys gave this vehicle some pretty good marks, and again, kudos for having rankings for big and tall folks. You give a B for the big guy rating and A for tall guys, and nobody else does that. So I know I said it before last time you were with us, but I think this is great since most Americans are large, no matter how you slice it. Americans are big folks, and a lot of people can't fit into a lot of these vehicles. So you guys are really giving consumers some very valuable information here.
Well, I'm glad you think so. This is something we decided to do since we had the staff to do it. One of our editors, Damon Bell, is 6'6", and I'm a big guy side to side, and I'm over 300 pounds. So it seemed like we had the special equipment necessary to make these evaluations.
Very good. We'll put it in neutral. Take a pit stop and then more with Tom Appel, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about some vehicles that you don't see around too much. And much more. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Every time Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, is with us, we have lots of fun because Tom and his crew do such a great job not only reviewing new vehicles, but also writing some very unusual stories and covering things a lot of other websites and publications don't cover, including something I love talking about, and that's future collectibles. And you guys have got a piece up about the 2014 to 2016 Chevrolet SS. This was taken from your sister publication, Collectible Automobile, and I concur, this is definitely a collectible vehicle. And I see a lot of the Pontiac G8s around, too. There's another future collectible as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how many people know that these are based on Australian vehicles that will soon be discontinued. But, our Chevrolet SS is actually a version of the Holden Monaro. And Holden is going to cease manufacturing sometime late this year, meaning we will no longer be seeing anything of this chassis. That's kind of a shame. The SS really never got the love that you see getting the Mopar products getting. And it's interesting because it's very good.
Yeah, I never had the opportunity to drive one. I really was hoping that I would get the opportunity to get behind the wheel for a week because you're absolutely right. I mean, this is a great alternative to the Charger. You can get a manual transmission for those folks who prefer manual, which is something you can't get in the Mopar products. And certainly the the SS over the years has been a beloved product. You go back into the 1990s, people love that big behemoth SS with the old Corvette LT1 engine, and a lot of police departments utilized those for years. So definitely a future collectible. Now let's go back in time, and I like this article here. Five more cars I never see on the road anymore. And these are kind of late model cars, and you're absolutely right on all counts here. Let's begin with the 1987 to 1994. This would make a good trivia question, because I think a lot of people have forgotten about this vehicle. It was available in two different guises, the Dodge Shadow and Plymouth Sundance. I have not seen one of these in forever.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I'm basing this, you know, this is entirely anecdotal and based on my commute from the Chicago suburbs into Chicago every day, and I just don't see these anymore. And they were commodity products back in the day. Hundreds of thousands of these were built, and I guess they were treated like commodity products, just not well preserved.
The 1997 to 2001 Honda Prelude. The Prelude is an interesting vehicle, and at one time this was a very, very cool car. There have been many different incarnations of it. I mean, it was, quite highly thought of. A lot of people, it was an aspirational vehicle for a lot of people, but this is true. You do not see this 1997 to 2001 Prelude. I understand you can get these vehicles for pretty cheap dollars these days. You can get some good bargains on these.
Yeah, I'm sort of hoping that these are falling into the hands of people who know what they are and appreciate them, because there's some pretty cool stuff going on with these cars. There was the torque vectoring front axle. There was the four-wheel steering system, and they were really nice inside. They were really almost near-luxury products. And yeah, that last generation of the Prelude just underappreciated and didn't sell very well.
It was an interesting vehicle. When I lived in Needham, Massachusetts, I had a neighbor that had one of these vehicles. This is a 1993 Infiniti J30. A lot of people thought it had a Jaguar kind of lines to it. It was quite a bit different from other Infiniti products of its day. You've got a great commercial that I had forgotten about. Was a commercial featuring jazz legend Dave Brubeck's music and UK acting legend Jonathan Pryce, and folks can check that out. But this vehicle was relatively popular. I mean, they did pretty well. I mean, this was not a failure by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it wasn't a failure, and I'm keen to know where they seem to have gone, because I just don't see them anymore. And yeah, they were very interesting where Lexus was selling the front drive ES300. This was a committed rear drive car, and far more in the European tradition of luxury car.
And then another vehicle you don't see very often, 2006 to 2008. These are the pickup trucks from Isuzu, Joe Isuzu, I-280, the I-290, the I-350, and the I-370. And you're absolutely right. You basically you don't see them. They were, in fact, built by General Motors, which a lot of people are probably surprised to hear.
Yeah, and the key to spotting one, too, is to see the front end of the vehicle, because the taillights and the rear end treatment weren't different, except for maybe some sticker treatments. So you really needed to see the grille, and the Isuzu grille was distinct enough that you'd pick it out in traffic, but there weren't all that many of these sold, and a lot of dealers held on to the dealership just because they could sell a pickup every now and then. But at the end, sales were just trickling out the door, so they were a little sparse to start with, but they seem to be non-existent now.
And the last one on the list is I have a warm place in my heart for all things JAG. This is the JAG S-Type. This vehicle ran from 2000 to 2008. It had a front-end treatment, which reminded a lot of folks of the JAG sedans from the 1950s. I remember going on the launch of this vehicle. I remember it so well, Simon Sproul, who went on to, of course, work for Nissan and Infiniti and a number of other brands. Aston Martin, I believe he was working with a while back. I don't know where he is, but he was at that point the head, the young head of Jaguar's corporate communications. And they had an R version of this vehicle. A lot of people like this vehicle. I like this vehicle. And one anecdotal piece about this vehicle, it was built on the same platform as the Lincoln LS, which is actually a very good car, makes for a very good used car. And it was also built on the same platform that gave us the Ford Thunderbird, the J. Mays Penn Ford Thunderbird, which, you know, I grew up in a family that had a lot of T-Birds, and not, of course, two-seater T-Birds, but 60s and 70s and 80s T-Birds. And, you know, that T-Bird was... It was an interesting vehicle in that it was good looking from behind. I had some problems with the front of the vehicle, and they never really gave us a performance variant of it. They showed a supercharged version of it once, but it really didn't have the architecture to support the high performance side of the fence. But the one little thing that, Tom, I don't know if you know about the story about this S-Type, but the R S-Type was quite the performer, and actually there were three journalists and a professional race car driver on a very famous track, and the race car driver just pushed it too hard and rolled it.
I don't know.
Nobody got hurt, but it took a roll down one of the famous racetracks in North America. More of Auto World is around the bend. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. Check out the daily drive there, the blog at Consumer Guide. And we're talking about some vehicles you don't see very often. And I was kind of ruminating on the Jag S-Type, and just did a quick search in my neck of the woods, and you can get these. Of course, there was a 3-liter six-cylinder, there was a 4.2-liter V8, 4-liter V8, and then the R-Type, which was supercharged. And here's the supercharged one, $7,200, 83,000 miles on it. The only criticism that I always had with this vehicle was the styling was a little unbalanced in that the rear treatment was a little abrupt, and that back seat wasn't very roomy. Did you have much time behind the wheel of any of the S-Type Jags?
Yeah, Consumer Guide actually had a 3-liter S-Type for a full year. It was an extended use product, and our impressions of it were mostly very favorable, at least for performance and ride quality. But we had a lot of complaints too, and the cabin space was one, as you mentioned. The door openings were very small, and the cabin was very cramped. Additionally, the car was very expensive for what it was new. This is a vehicle that pushed $60,000 way back when well equipped, and that was just a lot of money at the time. And there's an awful lot of good competition from Mercedes, BMW, and Lexus that, this had to fight against.
Yeah, that's very true. As we go back, another great piece that you've got here, going back in time, back to the era of bad diesels, as I said a little bit early, I've been driving the GMC Canyon, which is no rocket ship by any stretch of imagination, but what remarkable fuel economy it is turning out, and you would never know that you were driving a diesel, unlike those diesels from the late 70s and early 80s, which were just plain horrific. And you have come up with a list here of some of the slowest vehicles of that era, and it's just unbelievable, the 0 to 60 times on some of these diesels, including some relatively light and small vehicles like the Volkswagen that offered the diesel power plant. Was it the Rabbit or was it the Gulf that had the diesel? Let's see.
At the time, that was Rabbit.
With the Rabbit, and when we look at the 0 to 60 times, my goodness, that is just. It's shocking. In the 19-second range, isn't that unbelievable, Tom?
Yeah, that's just it's hard to even fathom when you know the average new compact car probably reaches 60 in about 8.5 seconds. That this is these cars took more than twice as much time to reach comfortable highway speed.
And then when you look at some of the Cadillacs that also. Offered diesel power plants in that era. I mean, these diesels were not only slow, but they were noisy, they were sluggish. There really wasn't anything good about these diesels back then.
No, there really wasn't. You did have the understood, the sort of legendary reliability of the Mercedes diesel. But after that, the diesels weren't really earning a good reputation at the time. And I remember very firsthand just the clouds of smoke these cars used to spew when they take off from a stop.
I know, right from the factory, too. I mean, we're not talking a vehicle that has a lot of miles on it. This was the way that they came. Let's get back into the realm of new vehicles. Recently, you guys had the opportunity to check out the 2016 Toyota Prius in touring form, and seeing this vehicle in red really kind of showcases some of the design elements of this now fourth generation Prius. There's a lot going on design-wise, a lot of creases, a lot of lines. I haven't had this vehicle yet. Does it look better in person? Does in pictures, in all honesty, it isn't the most attractive looking vehicle. Does it pull it off better in person?
I'm not going to say it's attractive in person, but I will say that the look is more cohesive. It is very jarring from some angles. There are very sharp creases and a lot of lines that don't parallel other lines. And I think it's intentionally challenging, and I think that Toyota was trying to keep the Prius a car that people could identify at any distance. And I don't know if this is what the look they were going for or not, but I think people will recognize it instantly as a Prius. That was a success. But this was our second run with a Prius, and we were glad to get it again because the first one we had driven, we drove during the very coldest part of winter, and we saw about 44 miles per gallon with that vehicle. But we had this one in the cooler weather of spring, the warmer weather of spring, I'm sorry. We comfortably broke 50 miles an hour, or 50 miles per gallon on this trip. So it did, in fact, showcase what the Prius is really meant to do.
Another vehicle that you guys have had the opportunity to drive. I have not been behind the wheel of the latest crossover from BMW as they continue to expand their lineup. This is the 2016 BMW X1. So now we have the X1, the X3, the X5, and of course the rather funky X6. So lots of choices in the crossover realm from the folks at BMW.
Yeah, and this X1's a very interesting vehicle. This is the second generation of a vehicle they call X1 that we've been able to purchase in the U.S. And there's a couple of benchmarks here for BMW, good or bad. This is the first transverse engine BMW ever sold in the U.S. This is actually based on front drive architecture that is shared with many. Now, they're only going to sell it in all-wheel drive form because, of course, BMW would never sell a front drive vehicle. But we find it to be roomy and pleasant and sporty, just a little bit expensive, but then that's sort of BMW's calling card.
Another interesting vehicle that you guys had the opportunity of checking out, two vehicles we should touch on, the Crosstrek, which I had an opportunity to test drive a little while back from Subaru. And Subaru continues to surprise with lots of improvements in the area of the interior refinement. They're definitely upping the ante there. And if you're a fan of all-wheel drive, and I definitely am, These are great vehicles for the money, and as a former Subaru owner, I can tell you firsthand, great resale value on the Subaru products.
Yeah, actually, my wife and I are former Subaru owners as well, and we're actually considering a Crosstrek. Crosstrek's one of those funny cars, too, that's sort of more than the sum of its parts. It's Impreza base. It's based on Subaru's compact car. And you know, it's not all that roomy, and it's not all that fuel efficient, but you put together the really great packaging, the all-wheel traction, and just a bunch of other little things about the interior being nice, and you end up with a package that just kind of, it appeals far more than you'd expect it to. It's a very likable car.
And speaking of likable, you cannot help but smile whenever you see one of these on the road. This is the new Lexus Coupe, the 2016 Lexus RC, and you guys had the opportunity to check out the 200T F Sport variant. And this is a thumbs-up car. I had one of these for a week, and lots of people were giving me smiles and lots of nods and thumbs-up. And that's always great to get that kind of reaction unsolicited.
Yeah, I think it's a great-looking car, too. And the 200T is their new entry-level version. They now have a four-cylinder turbo. And that's the sort of the combination that's creeping into a lot of luxury vehicles now. And it's, I think it's up to people who test drive this vehicle to determine whether or not they think it's quick enough. But it's plenty quick, I thought. It's not fast, and you can move up to the V6 if you'd like to. But for people maybe want to save a little bit of money on the base price and save a little bit of money on gas and still want to cruise in style, this is a great way to do it.
Yeah, let's take a look at the base price. I'm curious to see where this vehicle comes in. Well, it's still up there. Well, base price is $39,995, but you add the F-Sport package, the nav system with the Mark Levinson premium audio system, park assist, special paint, adaptive cruise control, and the sunroof, and bang, you're at $50,345. So it climbs quickly, so be careful with the options if you want to get into one of these vehicles. Although it's very hard to turn down a lot of those options like the F-Sport and the wonderful Mark Levinson sound system.
Yeah, it really is. It's funny how something that started in the 30s gets to 50 so quickly.
Well, Tom, time just flew this time around. We'll get you back with us real soon. In the meantime, everybody check out consumerguide.com and hit the Daily Drive, which is a full tank of automotive news and commentary. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Always fun.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100.jcwhitney.com. 100.jcwhitney.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
You're